Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this first trading day of the 2014 year. It's a Thursday morning. Wheat futures in Chicago are now down 5.25 cents on the nearby March contract. That for the soft red at $6 even. The May at 6.07 down a nickel. March corn at 4.24 3/4 is up 2 3/4 and the May up 2.5 cents at the CME group at 4.32 1/2. December corn at 4.51 3/4 a penny and a half higher. January beans at $12.92 3/4 down 19 3/4 under pressure today. That pressure extends all the way into the November. It's down a nickel at $11.30. Bean meal futures at $4.27.80, down $9.90. Bean oil at $38.75, that's 7 cents lower. Live cattle futures are up 42.5 at $135.25. The feeders at $166.87.5, 17.5 cents higher. And lean hogs up a buck and a nickel at $86.47.5. A chance of snowfall during the day before noon today. Then just some flurries in the afternoon. Cloudy, a high of 19 degrees. Wind chill values between negative 2 and 3. Will be blustery on a north wind at 14 to 20 miles an hour, gusting all the way to 26. Chance of precipitation throughout the day today set at 30%. More on the weather forecast a bit later in this 10-minute segment. Now let's check in with Matt Bennett. He's at TGM in Windsor, Illinois, to take up the futures markets with us. Dan Zwicker is away this morning. Good morning to you, Matt. Thanks for filling in.
Hey, no problem.
Well, tell me about the pressure that's coming in the bean pit, the nearby contract now down 20 cents in the January.
Well, I think there's a few things going on. You know, you hear this DDG situation in China, they keep getting rejected, and I think that's obviously kind of put a big hamper on DDG prices, which has actually pressured soy meal. And, you know, it's been hard on the soybean market as well. And then you look and see what's going on with weather in South America. And, you know, they pretty well have good conditions. So there's not a whole lot of fear right now that they're going to have adverse conditions that would affect production. So there's really not a good story in the bean market right now.
For our listeners that are not producers, farmers, et cetera, that don't know what DDGs or distillers dried grains might be, they're a byproduct, right, of the ethanol process.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of cattle feeders that used to use the DDGs or corn in their ration use a lot of DDGs now. So it's been a good byproduct of ethanol.
And does it mostly, fills in for both bean meal, some, and for corn primarily as a protein feedstuff, right?
Yeah, definitely. It can be for either one of those.
And that's why you're telling me in the bean market it's coming under pressure because China has rejected a couple of loads. I saw that the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, not very happy about this, and he says it may have less to do with them finding this particular seed variety or this particular gene that shows up in some of the BT corn in the shipments as to whether or not that's been approved. And it's taken a couple of years, I think, for China to get this through the process. So this may be a political battle of some sort.
Could be a political battle, and God forbid it be a trading maneuver as well. They definitely have been known to do things like this in the past. So it's kind of, you know, you got to kind of wade through it and see exactly where you're at and see why they might be doing what they're doing. But by all means, it's having an adverse effect on our market this morning.
Well, the trading battle's kind of interesting. And I was looking at the yearly closes or the changes from last year to this year. And I got to go back and think about this. But we're more than $2 lower today on the lead option contract than we were on this day last year, in the corn pit, that is.
Yeah, you look at the corn, and it's a 39.6% decline year on year, which is actually, of everything traded for as commodities go, leads the way, just ahead of gold and silver. So, you know, it's really been a rough year for corn here in 2013.
Do you expect it to get any better, or is supply the problem at this point?
Well, I sure wouldn't ever think that we would do another 39.6% decline. in this next year, which will be awful, obviously. But, you know, there's a lot of things right now that point to more weakness ahead. You know, everyone seems to be awfully hard on the corn market. And, you know, it's really tough to paint a really bullish picture on the corn market. But on the other hand, you know, there's still pretty good demand out there. I mean, there's actually some dryness issues here in the Midwest that a person may want to keep their eye on. I mean, I wouldn't sell it completely short just yet, but it does bother me a little bit to see, you know, even the deferred months on beans. I know beans are trading down 4.75 right now. You know, they're getting beat up a little bit as well, and I think if they continue to get beat up on, it's going to be hard for corn to rally.
What are the things that you're looking forward to in next Friday or the USDA reports that are coming out? It'll be the end-of-the-year report for the production numbers, and we'll have the quarterly grain stocks report out.
Well, I think the main thing people are kind of anticipating is that we're going to grow production on corn and, you know, possibly beans. But definitely on corn, it's probably been talked about as long as anything. And to me, it's going to be a tough guess to see where we go on that. I think that the yield could certainly grow just a little bit as far as what total production is. I don't think that it's going to grow a whole lot, in my personal opinion. And as far as your, demand issues go, I think we're going to see a potential for demand to be, you know, adjusted upward. I think that exports could certainly leave a little bit of room to be adjusted, and ethanol could as well, as far as what we've been seeing recently. And so, you know, I think that the carryout number probably doesn't have a whole lot of room to go lower, but I don't see it growing substantially either.
You suppose the feed and residual category will change?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the feed and residual, to me, I would think that we would be in a situation that it would not go lower. I have to think that it's going to go up, and, you know, I know that not everyone may not, totally agree with that, but I certainly feel like from what we're seeing and whenever we look at the numbers that we see, to me, I just can't really paint a picture for it getting lower. And so, to me, production could go up some, but whenever we get right down to the bottom line, I really don't think that we're going to be looking at a much higher carryout number.
Do you suppose we're down on the bottom end of the trading range for, I don't know how long, for corn and beans at this time or not?
That's a tough call. I mean, on old crop, I have a hard time seeing us being at the bottom of the range. Just, you know, from the time of year perspective, we really didn't get a post-harvest bounce on corn like I was hoping that we would get. It was fairly pathetic, to be honest. And going into this time of year, there's a huge crop to come to town on corn, and so we have to kind of understand where that puts us. I think this week, you know, today we're seeing a little bit of a bounce, but a lot of that has to do with some fund rebalancing from what we're hearing, and I think that there's a fair amount of buying that could come into the marketplace because of that, and I would look at it as somewhat of a selling opportunity if we do get a 10 to 15 cent bounce in here, because I think with the mass amount of corn that does have to come to town, I think we're probably looking at a situation that basis level is probably going to have a hard time really staying much stronger than what they are right now. And then the futures obviously could come under some pressure as well.
Thank you much. We'll talk with you again this afternoon during the 2 o'clock hour.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Matt Bennett is with TGM. He's in Windsor, Illinois, and joins us here on the mid-morning market report to take a look at what's been happening in Chicago on this very first trading day of the 2014 year.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Well, here's how trade is handling the marketplace at this hour. Wheat futures are down 4.25 at 6.01. March corn at 4.25.5. That's up 3.5. December at 4.52.5, 2.5 higher. January beans at 12.93.25, down 19.25. The March there 15.75 at 12.76.75. November beans $11.30.75, down 4.25. Bean meal futures off $11 at $4.26.70. Bean oil at $38.76. That's down 6 cents. Live cattle futures at $1.35, 2.5, up 40 cents. January feeders at $166.80, 2.5, 12.5 cents higher, and lean hogs at $86.45 are $1.25 higher for the day. Crude oil futures trading at $96.44, down $1.98. The gasoline wholesale price, RBOB, at $2.74.03, down 4 2/10. Ethanol at $1.81.08. That's up 2 4/10 cents. And the spread between the ethanol and the wholesale price of gasoline is 6 6/10 cents narrower than it was on the last trading day of 2013. It's now 92.5 cents wide. Natural gas at $4.31.09, up 8 9/10, and diesel fuel at $3.02 4/10, down 4 1/10 cents. The U.S. dollar at 80.63, that's up 0.60. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.